So welcome to another 11 p.m. nightcap. We've got Londi, the big, beautiful British beefcake. While Bill Flint, Santa Kaze, driving in a rainstorm. Be careful, drive safe. But you're in like a rolling tank, so hopefully you'll be all right. A comical dream stopping here with a nyeh, who's been here since about 10. Huh. Dying hard or hardly dying today? Well, you're going to hear about that. Double D&D girl is here! Double D&D girl! Hey, welcome! Great to see you! Great to see all of you. See, look at that. Look at the cheers. Wild Bill even brought out his pom-poms. Everybody missed you. I truly miss all you guys when I don't see you for a while, though. I mean that. I'm always thinking about how all you are doing out there and hoping you're all right. And how are all of you? Other than driving in the rain or sitting here since 10 or hardly dying or dying hard or being here or whomever or whatever. But as we get things rolling today, here's what we're going to do. We have, well, I gotta switch this for a second. Bill ate a breathtaking amount of steak. How much steak? Limoncello. I saved some specifically. Remember, I was like, you're like, that's got to be just about gone. I was like, yeah, except for this last little piece that I need to save. She liked it. And she told me when I was giving it to her, she's like, ew, I don't like limoncello. Like, just try it. It's amazing. A good experience at the eye doctor. They treated you like you're actually an adult. Isn't it nice when medical professionals don't treat you like you're some second-class fucking troglodyte? Did you get any other contacts or whatever? But, like, as we get rolling, I have a gift. I have a gift. A special someone has given me some Black Butte whiskey. So we're going to be cracking this feller open. Oh, good. Good. So, many ideas have emerged over a pint or two of beer, some great and others not so much. But distilling a whiskey from a great beer is one of the good ones. That this notion occurred in a town with such an incredible craft brewing and distilling pedigree makes it all the better. Deschutes Brewery and Bend Distillery have created the first of a uniquely Bend collaboration, a malt whiskey double distilled from the wash of Deschutes' most beloved beer, Black Butte Porter. Krista, dropping in with a hiya, fam! Krista, we're all here. We're all waiting for you. You had to spend a lot of money on a year's supply of contacts, but that's a whole year of contacts, and hopefully that serves you well. But this is release number 5. This is bottle number 1,961. This is 94 proof. Let's see. Though it may hail from Oregon, Black Butte whiskey is not your simple Western cowboy whiskey. It's a sipper, not a shooter. An inspiration in a bottle. Given its dual origins, it deserves its own place in the liquor cabinet. Aged in new number 4 char American oak barrels, the resulting whiskey retains the malty, chocolatey notes of Black Butte Porter and gains woody, earthy flavors from the oak. This is a collaboration of masters who've created a liquid intended to be timeless in taste and appreciation. So, let's give this a pour. Oh, chemical, that's your prerogative, man. You can do that anytime. Oh my goodness. Oh my God, this smells really, really good. Here is a cheers to all of you out there, to all of the folks that stop in. Seriously, I love all you guys. I love doing the show. I love talking to you, the interviews, the drinks, the laughs, all of it. I miss you guys whenever you're not around. So here's a cheers to all of you out there. Look at that color. Wow. you can really taste the wash and the beer notes on this. Along with a characteristic whiskey flavor. This is really interesting. Now, I would say if you don't like beer, you probably wouldn't like this because it does have a beer-ish taste to it. But what a spectacular offering. Thank you so much. This was from Double D&D Girl. So thank you so much for allowing me to break open this bottle and sample it on 11 p.m. nightcap. Krista got dragged out last night. Is that a good or a bad drag out? I hope it's a good one. Yeah, Londi, the COD update is like in an hour. I was already farming crystals. And actually, it's funny that you bring up the COD thing, because that inspired the title of tonight's episode and what we're going to talk about. Black Cat, how are you doing? But great, good to see all of you. Alchemical, you know, like I say, if you want to wait, that's cool. But it's there. It's there for redemption. I would say really the only time to not redeem that is like if I have a guest. And I probably should have turned that off. Whoops. What a nice time talking to Lady Winners yesterday. And I want to continue up with some of... Yeah, Cat Minecrafter. By the way, it doesn't know if you all saw, Twitch tweeted out that there was a breach that occurred. So everyone should change your passwords. Change your passwords. If you are a streamer, change your stream key. Reset your stream key. If you don't have 2FA enabled, you probably want to do that on your account. Yeah. Chemical says Group Iron Man? What do you mean Group Iron Man? It was good, you guess. You don't remember getting home. Well, that's not great. But a lot of drinks will do that to you. But how are all the rest of you doing? Up to anything else crazy? We have eye doctors. We have driving in the rain. There's, I think, a little bit of rain coming on tonight. I have a weird day tomorrow. I'm going into the office. I'm going into the work office, the new office they have in the afternoon. That will be the first time I'll have gone into work since March of 2020. Pretty crazy. Bill's in the process of switching to a dumb phone. What do you mean? You're getting rid of your smartphone and just getting like a flip phone? Is it going to be like a permanent and only sort of a thing or just as a backup? Silliness. I like silliness. Strange. A little Nokia 6300. Oh, wait a minute. We also had a video that I feel like we should watch. We'll do that during the break because the podcast people obviously can't see that. What does this phone look like? What is this Nokia 6300? Oh, look at that. It's adorable. What an adorable little phone. Look at it. It's cute. Look at that. I kind of like it. Cookie. Oh, dude, get the gold one. Look how pimp that is. If you get it in gold, that means you draw more aggro from your enemies. I don't know what I'm talking about. You got the basic gray one. It's good. It keeps you stealth. The basic old school candy bar. I like it. Alchemical says he's done with the Call of Games, to be honest. They're just kind of bleh. I know. Everybody says that. But, like, I don't really even play it for the multiplayer. I like the zombie mode. You can play it co-op. You run around. You kill some guys. The gunplay is good. I can drop in. I can play it for 10 minutes. I can play it for 3 to 4 hours. But, like, I don't know. It's like anything. To me, it's, you know, in a sense, what am I playing it for? I don't really have often a whole lot of time to play these huge games. So, I mean, honestly, for me, it's like, look, I don't expect it to be world-changing. I just want something that runs and I can run around blast. You only bought the last COD to play, so... This Cold War? Oh, no, I'm not knocking the Nokias. I love those phones. The I still feel like the sort of the flip phone with the little snap out keyboards. That was like prime. That was like prime cell phone. To play Zombies Come Settle with Warzone and everything else. Yeah, I mean, they're all packages, right? There's a Hello Kitty flip phone on AliExpress. I want that phone. Well, buy it. Get it. Get a Hello Kitty flip phone. That can be your chicken nugget hotline phone. Yeah, El Chemical. I don't know. Maybe play Zombies or something sometime. But so the title of the episode is Die Hard. You don't want to deal with a third of your hard drive and your console being sucked up by Call of Duty. Well, the nice thing is that on the consoles, you can pick what you do and don't want to install. So you don't have to install Warzone. You don't have to install a campaign. You can literally just do the multiplayer and the zombie mode. They do allow you to do a selective install. At least you can on the Xbox anyway. But here's the title. Okay, so the title of tonight's episode is Die Hard. Here's what happened. I was playing Zombies with a buddy of mine at the end of the day today. So I got home from the gym. I ate my dinner really quick. And then I was like, let's play some games. So we start playing around. He's going to level up one of the guns. So we play a quick match. He gets some levels. All right, no worries. So then we go in to play a second map. And we play that for a little while. Dink around, fart around. He gets another you know, couple levels for this gun. And then we're like, all right, you know, we usually like to play. There's this one map in it called Firebase Z. And we have a pretty good strategy, pretty good technique where we can reliably get up to 30, 35, et cetera, on up. And in this case, we're like, okay, now that you've got some attachments and stuff for this, let's go out and just get some long-term killing it. Yes, Die Hard is, in fact, a Christmas movie. Die Hard, Invasion USA, Gremlins, those are all fantastic Christmas movies. Didn't give you an option. Really? Do you have a PlayStation? At least on the Xbox anyway, when you go to like manage content, there's a thing that asks you, like you can pick what you do and don't want to be installed. You can even do it in the game. There's a thing in the game where you can select it. Oh, see, I don't know about the PS4. Maybe the PS4 doesn't have that option. But there's a thing in the game, you can click, I think you click one of the sticks and there's like a manage content screen. And on the manage content screen, you can pick what you want to remove. Look at that little thing. Screm Doggo. It's me. It's kind of a neat emoji. So we're playing this mode and we lose track of time. And we get to level, I don't know, 33 or something like that. And we defeat the big horde of monsters, this huge monster that comes out. We're playing, we're rocking. And I look over, I'm like, dude, it's 10:40. And he's like, oh, shit. I'm like, oh, damn, dude, like, I think we got to wrap up. He's like, maybe we could do it to the next exfil, which is when you leave, and then you get all your round bonuses. But at that point, the levels, there's so many enemies to destroy. It takes a long time. And so I'm like, I don't think I can make it. Like, I've got to go do my show, and he doesn't like to stay up that late during the week. So he's like, well, I'm just going to go out in a blaze of glory. So we just go out to this one area in the game, and it's like, all right, I'm just going full auto. I'm just throwing everything I got. So we're killing the monsters. We finished that round. Okay, the next round starts. Hilarious. I'm going to waste more of my points. I'm going to buy more bullshit. Throwing stuff around, blast stuff around. The character gets knocked down. Oh, we'll have a self-revive. So I revive myself. And we're killing. All right. Throwing more bullshit. Huh. Get downed again. Kill an enemy. I get a revive boost. Brings me back up. So I'm like, this is funny. We're both like, yeah, well, like, we need to quit. But, of course, I'm not just going to go down easy. I'm going to go down swinging. So I'm going to throw all the weapons I have. Like, we're just going ham at it, right? The next thing you know, we're around 35. And it's like, oh, shit. So we continue to fight through it. He almost gets downed. And again, we're playing so sloppy. We're not dodging the enemies. We're just fucking run up to them, put your gun right in their face, pull the trigger. Just going berserk, right? Throwing bombs. There's explosions all over the place. I think at one point he blew himself up. We buy these flamethrowers running around like madness. And then we finish round 35. And, hey, Xville. So, like, well, shit, we may as well just try it. So we hit the thing to have the helicopter come pick you up. We run out to the area. It's a struggle. I get downed. I can't call my helicopter chopper machine gun thing in. We're blasting away. The next thing you know, we're like at 60 enemies, then 40. Then suddenly I'm up and I can use my rifle. I'm killing. 5, 4, 3, 2, and it's clear. And we get on the helicopter and we leave the map. So we finished it. We finished those last 3 to 4 whatever rounds in record time. And got out of there. Now, a lot of fun. And that also sort of inspired me for tonight's nightcap. Why? Because I was thinking about horror movies. And what strikes me is that one other quality that I appreciate and like about horror movies that I feel like gets brushed aside to a sense. Because people will talk about final girls, right? Oh, well, you know, there's a strategy of everybody else dies and there's usually one final girl who's fighting against the creature or whatever. But seriously, think about that for a minute. Yeah, there's Die Hard, the Die Hard, but like, the phrase and the term, the thing is, yeah, if you're going to go, like, don't go quietly. Don't lay down. And I feel like there isn't enough thought and appreciation in the fact that one thing that strikes me that is actually very positive about horror movies is that in a lot of cases, in the face of supernatural, overwhelming, unstoppable, terrifying, the people don't give up. They die hard. They continue to fight. I mean, you have giant behemoth monster machete dudes running around, and you have some teenage girl, and shit, you might just figure, well, you know what? I don't have a chance. No. I fight them. I fight them and fight them and fight them. And I feel like that doesn't really quite get maybe the respect that it should. Because isn't that kind of, in a certain sense, a good lesson? Hey, if the nightmares are coming for you, fuck them. Fight back. Fight back. Don't just go quietly. Yeah, if you're like, shit, we gotta end this thing, whatever. Well, you know what? Don't just quit. All right, fine. Let's go swinging. Go down swinging. Swing for the fences. Give it all you got. And so when I think about horror movies and a thing that I wanted maybe to discuss a little bit last night, but it's hard to talk about a whole lot of stuff just in the sense of an hour, is that horror movies, especially when people, especially Hollywood and directors and whatever, sort of do the, no, you're a horror movie. Yeah, but like, there's some very redeeming qualities to some of the characters in those movies, right? Alchemical, where are you getting all these emojis from? Mac One Knife from Macamorph? What is that thing? You're all over the place. You got 1,800 emojis. You must be like a subscriber to like a bazillion channels. It's pretty legit. So what do you all think about that? Do you have any particular horror movie characters that you particularly go, well, yeah, like, you know what? Honestly, thinking back on that, I did like that, you know, maybe it's not necessarily a horror movie, although you could say it's a sci-fi, whatever horror movie, but Ripley, right? Ripley, to me, being the quintessential and prime example of, even if you're terrified, even if you're going up against the worst of the worst and the most horror of the horror and the worst conditions you can imagine, fucking fight. Try to get out of there. Try to get away. Don't let that thing just fucking get you. What a penultimate badass. In even with her hands shaking and against all quote-unquote better judgment, decides, no, like, I'm not going to let that little girl stay down there. She goes back fucking down there. And what I like about that sequence, and again, I feel like it doesn't get enough, this doesn't get enough attention. So, as a spoiler, if you've never seen the movie Aliens, at some point, the base that they are on starts to melt down. And to save this little girl, she has to basically go back down into this thing as it's ready to have a fusion reactor meltdown with who knows how many alien creature, critters, whatever, into the unknown by herself. Doesn't have any backup. Isn't like... And what I appreciate about the sequence of her going down there is that she's shaken. So she gets on this elevator and she's going down there and she's like, as she's taking, you know, she has like a button-up shirt on. She's taking it off. Like, you can see her. She's shaking. She's sweating. Her breath is rapid. Like, she's, you know, panting. Like, she's having a adrenaline rush. Superb acting, superb directing, superb detail, right? And I feel like that quality, that scene, that sequence of, yeah, dude, like, she's not doing this, like, you know, the Resident Evil movies, what I eventually didn't like about that, what I don't like about some of those is the characters, to a certain degree, stop being afraid. I mean, you got fucking characters that are doing backflips off walls, but, like, Ripley is just a woman. But even that, right? She's just a woman, but hey, as a human, you've got resolve and will and strength and power and determination. She fucking goes back down there. Yeah, she's in the midst of having a full-blown fight or flight reaction, but she's going down. She brings the weapon she knows how to use, and fucking, she's going to die hard. She's going to go down there. She ain't going to go down there. She's going to go swinging, right? So Londi comes in with anything past the third Resident Evil movie is just terrible. And Alchemical says the Resident Evil movies are right in the first two, but after that it was kind of blah. I thought the first one was okay. The second one started to get to the point where I'm like, eh. And then the third one was just, all right, I think I'm done with this. But like, when you get to like that third movie, that's sort of where it gets to the horror movies that, to me, you could maybe turn your nose at and sneer a little bit, because it loses out some of those more redeeming qualities. Like I say, like, hey man, if you're gonna like, don't go easy, don't go quiet, fucking fight them. And I would even say there isn't enough acclaim given to some of the Friday the 13th movies, as much as you may or may not like those, because again, the idea of the final girl being, look, you have this seemingly unstoppable killer, but like, she fucking fights him back. She fucking fights back. She doesn't just lay there and cower. She eventually starts fighting back. She struggles to get away, tries as best she can. And I just don't think that gets enough accredit and tension. So we'll take a break and have the podcast, folks, listen to a brief advertisement. And we'll get back to this conversation when that resumes. So I feel like the diehard quality, is a great way to showcase to showcase that you can include in a genre something like horror. You know, I feel like in an action, Double D&D girl just redeemed Fishhead. So here we go. What style do you want this in? Classic style? Or do you want this like all right, podcast folks, I'm about to sing a song, so watch your ears.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, eat them up. Yum!
I took a fish head out to see a movie. Didn't have to pay to get it in.
Fish heads, holy poly fish heads. Fish heads, eat them up. Yum!
Fish moly? I read that and then I got tripped up and I said fish, holy roly fish heads. That's a lot of good fish heads. See what you missed by not being around on the show? You were debating, oh, you can do it anytime. That's why it's there. If I really didn't want to do it anymore, I would just turn it off. All right, so now that we've talked about fish heads. Like, but the, oh, what the hell is that? Squid. Just a Twitch global emote. That thing's terrifying looking. But even like, so survival stuff, whether that's, you know, geez, I don't know, Jaws or Deep Blue Sea, outside of just the horror of creature and gore and whatever, I feel like there is a little bit of the, well, it's also about adverse and extreme conditions. Like you could watch a movie like The Edge or something like that, or even The Revenant, say, where you have people struggling just against the environment. And so just because you've exchanged that for, I don't know, again, some sort of monster, creature, whatever, I feel like it still just doesn't get, you know, horror still just gets treated as just being that kind of garbage. And I'm not as sensitive to that as I used to be. People want to call it, like, my whole life, I feel like people have been telling me the stuff that I liked is trash and I shouldn't enjoy it. But I don't fucking care because I like it. And I think you can find a lot of virtue in a lot of that content if you look a little bit past, you know, the shallow skin, so to speak. You know, the Saw movies. To me, the Saw movies are one of those where, yeah, it had a message, but, you know, in something like that, it really was, I feel like, just kind of a, it eventually just became a showcase for special effects, right? And complicated booby traps. And again, the first movie was okay, but the second movie on, to me, I couldn't do it. But does anybody else have any suggestions or movies that you appreciate where, again, there's a great test of a character's ability to die hard and to fight? Obviously, there's a whole lot of them, but do you have any favorites? Okay, so we picked Aliens, right, which is a little bit of a sci-fi horror. We talked a little bit about Friday the 13th. I'll say another movie that I liked where there is a little bit of that is they had the remake of The Blob. And in the remake of The Blob, the one female character played by Shawnee Smith, that to me is one of the most terrifying things I can think of to fight against. And she goes up against that thing in the end. And shit, she's the hero of the movie. That might seem to be like it's Brian Flagg, but it's really not. She's the one that really sticks with it and knuckles up. What a fantastic film. What a fantastic character arc. The Nightmare on Elm Street films. That's another good one, right? You have people dealing with dreams. And look, I know people who've dealt with night terrors. I know people who've dealt with sleep deprivation. And so even outside of just talking about the Freddy creature, just think about, like, you know, even those movies, you're exhausted, you're tired, you just want to go to sleep. And man, if you have trouble sleeping and you can't go at things with a clear mind, yeah, you start to hallucinate, you start to doubt yourself. And again, they have the conviction to say, no, I know what I'm seeing. I know what's happening. I'm not going to be gaslit to thinking I'm crazy. I know this happened and I refuse to just, I'm not just going to take these sleeping pills and just sleep this off and have this guy come get me. I'm not going to have it happen. Again, I feel like that gets just sort of overlooked. People dealing with you, I think one of the best of them was, oh, the Dream Warriors, absolutely. Dream Warriors is fucking fantastic. not only is a almost, I would say, the pinnacle of the special effects, but the fact that he's preying on people who are struggling with that in, you know, in the psychiatric hospital. Dream Warriors, spectacular. Really, really fucking good. Black Cat's memory muscles worn out, but yes, loves Jaws. Great tale of perseverance. And Double D Girl likes the book Jaws. Was that Peter Benchley who wrote that? As a matter of fact, I don't know if I ever read the book, to be honest. I probably should. Wild Bill Flint's raising his hand. Wild Bill, what are you raising your hand? Is it because you like the book Jaws? Or because you like Nightmare on Elm Street? Or because you like Freddy? Or because you can't sleep? Is that a lot of questions? Is that too many questions too fast? I don't have any answers. Night terrors? Yeah, dude, night, like, that's no joke. And, again, I feel like a lot of good horror movies, much like a lot of movies that I think have some supernatural whatever quality, it's when you temper it with enough reality and enough struggle against real problems, you know, that they get to that enriched sense where if you think about them a little bit, you know, dealing with sleep deprivation, it's terrible. Nightmares and night terrors do suck. You know what helps is pictures of Pippin. That's the Ice Queen Pippin, her kitty cat. That cat's a big cat, by the way. That sounds right. Good housewife porn that the movie drops. Wait, what? Good housewife porn that the movie... Oh, from Jaws. Got it. So there's some nice hanky-panky in the book. That's unfortunate. Usually the other way around. The guy's like, I wrote this nice sterling book, and then they included all this nudity. Kids these days. But the idea of fighting back. You know, I laud a lot of trying to keep yourself physically strong. We talk about trying to keep positive and getting sleep and a lot of other stuff on the show. And I mean, that kind of ties into it too, right? We last several, how many ever years or whatever have been a struggle, but man, die hard on it. Like fight, try to be as strong and as great as you can be. And we can all help each other as much as we can. Every now and then I feel like it might be nice to just grab some sort of rifle or axe or chainsaw and just fight some creature just to get it over with. Can we just get this over with? But I feel it's the other nice quality about horror movies is that even outside of that particular struggle, it also just shows you that you can win. You can just meddle and knuckle up and somehow manage to survive. You're probably stronger than you think you are. Londi says, no matter how physically and mentally strong you are, in your dreams, you're weak. Jacob's Ladder, right? One of the most terrifying things about Jacob's Ladder is the idea of not being able to tell whether you're awake or dreaming and which is real and which is the dream. And being pulled between both back and forth and having that sort of weakness. That movie is really terrifying to me. It's really hits close to home for me in some ways. But no, it's a lot of stuff like that. I really appreciate a lot of the stories that are told in horror. And I feel like I just don't get a lot of credit. Black Cat says, I swear I believe in being ready for Red Dawn. Well, you do live in Colorado. Isn't that where that took place? What you need is was that Kevin Dillon? Is one of the Dillon guys? Who's in that? You can only get so weak in dreams before you hit a point where your back is against the wall. But that, so you have people who have tried to train themselves to have lucid dreams or to try to remember phrases, repeat phrases, so that when you find yourself in a dream like that to try to wake yourself up or to get out of it or to fight back, right? I'm not saying that's easy. I'm not saying it works all the time. But again, Die Hard, right? Like, you could just say, oh, I'm just, this is going to be the way it is. You know, maybe you can try to fight back. I had a sequence of dreams for a while. It was like that. And I was able to get through it. And again, that's just me personal, my own personal experience. But that is one of the things to me that I've learned a lot from horror movies is, okay, Alchemical says, I've hit the point that I've accepted the nightmares are going to happen nightly. But do you, I mean, do you accept them with just complete defeat and despair? Or are you able to somehow steel yourself against them a little bit? You know, I think the idea of that for a lot of people, the horror of learning to drive, the horror of interviews, you know, and we bring those up as nervousness or awkwardness or whatever, but a certain way, people go like, oh, I'm terrified for this interview. Well, again, horror is a thing, doesn't always, to me, necessarily have to be supernatural. You can just have the psychological human element of things that are horrible. And so we all, I think, have nightmares and stuff that we have to fight and contend and struggle against. It's not easy, right? Except they're going to happen and choose to get your guard ready for it. See? Good for you. Cheers. But I would like to know if, I know a lot of people watch horror movies around the month of October, if you see anything good, or as you're watching those movies, if you come across something that you think particularly has a great example of a diehard character, let me know. I'm always looking for new movies to watch. And I'm trying to come up with some better stuff like that, whether that's to show to friends or to talk about or discuss, outside of just, like, I mean, look, I like all different kinds. I like some of the stuff that's just complete bananas, people getting chopped up and whatever. But I do like a lot of the stuff, too, that has a little bit more of some human element, some human contact to it. So there you have it. Oftentimes, this show and the topic gets sparked up until the last minute. It was about the last, I think it was like 22:51 when we finished it. I was like, oh my God, we just made it. So sometimes the nightcap topics come out of the blue. So there you have it. That's the tale and the long sort of discussion of tonight's topic. So you have about 15 minutes left. So if there's anything else anyone wants to talk about, discuss, share, laugh, whatever, go ahead and throw that in the chat room. Otherwise, I'll probably just continue to babble a little bit. I didn't sleep, speaking of night terrors, I don't know what it was, but I didn't sleep for crap last night. I think I got like 3.5 hours of sleep. Felt terrible. But I did, strangely, this afternoon, I took a nap, and it was like a perfect little 30-minute nap. I woke up, I was refreshed and revitalized, and I kind of powered through the rest of the day. Got some great work done, got a great workout in. I'm feeling a little sore and a little bound up, like I have that exothermic kind of like sweatiness thing going on. Not the sweatiness level that I had when I gave you a hug, Bill, but I'm still a little sweaty. Your brain is a void too, so tired. Your brain is also a little empty right now. Well, that's okay. That's why you're here. You can just listen to the soothing sounds of my voice. What's coming up, though, for the rest of October? Well, I have some materials that are arriving tomorrow that's part of a little bit of an experiment that I'm going to do to see how you guys like it, as a little bit of some creepy October. We have some other really spooky stories and stuff to talk through and discuss. I have one in particular that's one of my worst nightmares. Nothing that I've ever actually been through. And if I have my druthers, I will never go through it. but we're going to have some good shit coming up. We are going to try and get Flixology on the show probably next week. And again, next week on Friday, I will be streaming at 11 o'clock. So that'll be a Friday. That'll be 11 to 2 a.m. That's going to be for the Great Ormond Street Hospital. Spooky. Clamato is spooky enough as it is. You know, and like the thing with that is the second round of Clamato was kind of disappointing. I know. I feel bad because I feel like you guys were let down. Round two of it wasn't that bad. I mean, I didn't really like it, but it wasn't as gag-worthy as that first round. I am still waiting. I do have some more food foibles coming up. Yes, Clamato. So, Alchemical. I drank a Budweiser, what's that, Michelado. So that was beer, an old can of Budweiser mixed with clam juice, tomato juice, and spice. And it was disgusting. But then the second time I tried it, I drank it with fresh Clamato and a fresh beer. And it wasn't as bad. Krista keeps waking up every hour. Then she had to get up for the plumber again to fix her leak. Hold on. I kept waking up every hour myself. And then I had to get up for the plumber again to fix my leaking faucet. I still need to do that to myself.
Your Wi-Fi went out right in the middle. Oh, I'm sorry, Krista, but that really, that's some Londi.
Yes, the Clamato was gag-worthy, and Double Dean Gerdigro almost barfed watching me drink. As a matter of fact, I think a lot of people almost threw up watching me drink. That was fucking terrible. The gagging show was the best. See, Black Hat likes that. But yes, I do have the Malort, the Jepson's Malort that eventually will be here. I do have a few other things that I'm going to try at some point. I also feel like people were let down with the Vegemite and the Marmite. I think they were expecting me to just have a full-blown meltdown. As it turns out, I really like it. Vegemite. Yummy. Yummy. This whiskey is so good, but Bill, don't ever buy this. Bill, you would without a doubt hate this. You can really taste that beer wash. It's quite fascinating. Anyone want some mouse bucket or coffee machine? Hey man, you want to throw a free coffee machine? Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. I think I killed a possum. And what makes me really sad about that is I really didn't mean to. So, I had my garage door open one day. I took my motorcycle out. And I was like, I wasn't really going to be gone long. So, I left my garage door open. It's a relatively safe neighborhood. My neighbors were outside anyway. So, who gives a fuck? So I come home. By the time I got home, it was getting dark. And parked the bike in there. And I was like, okay, I'm going to sit down. Going to finish a little bit of a cigar. As I'm sitting there, the motion light comes on in the garage. It's like, what the fuck? And I look over. And there, scuttling, is a little possum. Who's walking through the side of the garage. And I was like, I made a sound. I was like, hoping that it would startle me and run away, but he didn't. So I was like, hey, what the fuck are you doing over there? And then I see this little head peek up with his little... And I was like,
Come on, get out of there. So then he scuttles away. You want the possums that are living in my shed? No, I'm good. But no thanks. But they do eat a lot of ticks, which is nice, because I hate ticks. I don't really hate possums. It's just like, do we quit fucking with shit? So anyway, a few nights later, sort of a similar thing happened. I had it open because I had some stuff that I was drying out in there and was doing yard work. And then I come back, like, I'm like, I'm pretty sure that possum came in here. And so I look, he's in the back hiding. So I try to chase it out with a shovel. And it looks like it runs out. So I'm like, okay, he's scaring away. I learned my lesson. I got to close my garage door now because he's clearly seen this as a safe haven place. He wants to get in here. So I close the garage door up. I go to bed. I come out the next day to go to get lunch. And so I go to my garage to get on my bike. And my fan is tipped. One of my containers, it's on my little table, is knocked on the ground. There's a broom knocked over. There's some stuff knocked over. And I'm like, I have a feeling there's either rats in here or the possum. I was like, I'm actually wondering now if there's rats creeping around here because I'm pretty sure I chased the possum out. What the fuck? So I'm like, all right, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a piece of this rat poison down near the front of my garage door. I'm going to close the door. So then if they are in here, that'll be the end of them. So I close that up. Whatever. The next day I come back. I open the garage door. And the poison chunk is gone. But there's a little turd over to the side. And it's not a rabbit turd. It looks like a possum poop. I'm like, uh-oh. And so I'm like looking around. I'm like, well, then he has to be in here. Or there's a hole that he's getting in or out of. So start creeping around, start looking around. I'm like, okay, I got to see if there's a hole in here anywhere. Or if the other day he just didn't really run out. He just hid somewhere and I couldn't find it. So as I'm looking around and look up, he's up near the top of the garage trying to scuttle away where I can't see him, sort of near this wire up near where like the easement is. And so I'm like, oh, no. So I get a broom. I kind of swat him down from there. He does his open mouth. Possum scream. And so then I'm like, he hangs onto the edge of the broom. I kind of chase him out of there. He runs away. But I'm like, that makes me sad. Because if he ate that rat poison, that's a death sentence. And I really didn't want to kill him. I just didn't want him in the garage. So I feel a little bad about that. I have a feeling that dude... did not make it. There's like that whole thing on like the different kinds of rat poison. That's the lethal kind. You'll never forget it with the mouse bucket or coffee machine. Hey, dude. The mouse in the watering can. They can carry rabies. They certainly can. Just like raccoons. You don't. But this, he didn't look rabid. I mean, you can sort of, rabid animals, they tend to act aggressive and weird. This guy, he just wanted a place to sleep. So I kind of feel bad about that. You found a dead one years back in your walkway. Called animal control and they said since it's own property to dispose of it yourself. I mean, that sucks and it's gross, but like you just kind of have to get a shovel and just bury him somewhere. But yeah, I feel sorry. You looked like a small little possum, like fairly young. It wasn't like a giant possum. So that made me sad. Because I didn't carry rabies, but look, I knew a guy that got Rocky Mountain, what was it, the yellow spotted fever. He went on like a fishing trip and he got bit by a tick and he got so fucking sick. Like permanent damage from that. And I don't think possums eat rats. I think they will compete with the rats and chase them away, but possums eat ticks. And I hate ticks. Now, thankfully, around the area where I'm at in Michigan, here, there aren't as many of them, but there still are around. And that's the nice thing about having possums around, is possums eat ticks. They'll eat, like, thousands of them. And so, in that regard, they're fairly good pest control. So, I mean, unless they're really being a nuisance and they're either shitting all over your stuff or they're boring holes and whatever, or getting your garbage. I mean, yeah, it's an animal, but, like, you don't really want to hurt them. Like, they do eat a lot of bugs that are worse. It was kind of made me sad. I didn't want to kill that dude. Your boyfriend scooped up the garbage bag and tossed it in the garbage bucket. Was the garbage bucket full of water? By garbage bucket, do you mean coffee machine? Yeah, get rid of those ticks. I hate ticks. Ticks are just fucking disgusting. Ugh, just give me the willies thinking about them. They're worse than spiders, I think. Maybe. It's kind of like a spider leech. It's like a leech spider. Not a fan. Ticks can fuck off. That's my professional opinion. So, tomorrow's episode. If I get the correct supplies in, which should be here, tomorrow's episode is going to be a spooky episode. So, you will want to tune in for that. That's going to have some creepy content tomorrow. So, make sure you have a good drink and make sure you get some sleep and make sure you steel yourself against those nightmares and die hard, because tomorrow is going to creep you out. But I think you're going to like it. So, you hate hantavirus? That's the thing I hear? Oh, yeah. That's bad. But I think you guys, like, you have, do you have Lyme disease and all that stuff? Dude, fucking, anywhere you're at like that where you have, like, wilderness sections, like, ticks and mosquitoes, the amount of shit they transmit is just awful. Like, Lyme disease is fucking horrifying. Like, so that's going to do it. That's another 11 p.m. nightcap. Thank you so much, everyone, for stopping by. Black Cats Poppy, NH Girl Fams, Alchemical Dreams, the massive amount of emotes, Wild Bill Flint, Londi, the British beautiful beefcake cat Minecrafter whose Wi-Fi cuts out even though her eye doctor is nice, and Double D&D Girl, the return of Double D&D Girl, who gives me this gracious, delicious bourbon to taste. And who else do we have? We always have Krista. We always have Krista here, who, even though she may have to occasionally bury a dead possum, she can just get her boyfriend to do it. But just don't put it in your coffee machine. And Shrek the Musical, famous people. We have Shrek the Musical here, as well as Meow the Cat. Did I miss anybody? Man, this is a busy day. It's a busy day. A lot of people here today. I like it. I like when you guys are here. I like when possum guests. The thing is, if they weren't, like, bitey and whatever... Oh, Senthakaze! Will you scroll off the top? Sorry. I didn't mean to miss you. I was scrolling back through chat looking for names, and I missed your... I guess I probably should have clicked on the user and chat thing, but I only try to call out people who actually chatted in case they are nervous and don't want to be, recognized or whatever. Where is that thing, by the way? Where is my fucking... Why can't I not find that? There's supposed to be a thing right here. Oh, there it is. Gah! It occasionally doesn't work so great. Well, Senthakaze, how was your drive? Where are you, by the way, Senthakaze, if you don't mind me asking? You've posted some great pictures of your drives and your adventures. And so I know you said you were driving in the rain. Whereabouts are you? Are you stopped for the night, or are you still driving? Yeah, you don't really want to text while you're doing that. So please be safe out there, okay? Driving's obviously can be dangerous. So we're going to all send positive vibes and prayers so that you get to your destination safely. To Tennessee! Wave to Wild Bill as you drive by. Wild Bill, throw her some limoncello. Just throw it like a Molotov cocktail. And she'll catch it with like a cyborg arm. Something like that. Like Bionic Commando. I like that game. Id Light? On fire? I guess that's true. It's like 150-something proof, right?
Does burning limoncello, like, could you make, Bill, what if you made limoncello like oil lamps so that it had the delicious fresh scent of zested lemons out throughout your house? I'm a big fan of lemon. I love lemon, I love lime. Give me all the citrus. Love it. You know, I can finally eat grapefruits now. I was so sad when I couldn't eat grapefruit. Now I can eat a grapefruit. It's the little victories in life. All right, let's finish this up. As we say at the end of all these episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit. And we will see you again tomorrow for some spooky content here on the Cigar Grower Lounge at 11 p.m. So, thank you so much, everyone who stopped in and chatted. And thank you so much, podcast listeners, for your support as well. Get yourself some sleep and have a good night.